Nottingham Forest against Manchester United is on BBC One, and Wayne Rooney is going to be part of the BBC punditry team for that. It's 8:56.
Now, if you feel a bit creaky stepping out for your five-a-side football team, imagine doing it when you're 80 years old. Do you know that there is an over-80s hockey team representing England? And today, they're going to be on the pitch for a practice game ahead of their international against the Netherlands in April. And we can speak to their player-manager, Adrian Stevenson. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
How many years have you been playing for then?
70 odd, I suppose, just over 70.
And have you been playing all that time without a break, pretty much?
Yes. Well, I think I probably gave up when my family was young for a brief while, but then a few people said, come on back to play. We've got Masters hockey now has started, so I got back into it.
So how is Masters hockey different then?
Well, Masters hockey now, it's sort of England hockey run Masters teams from over 35 to over 80. Men and women. So there are 17 Masters teams representing England at different age groups. It's quite a big setup.
Are the rules any different at all, or is it exactly the same as standard hockey?
No, we play to sort of regular governing body rules and regulations. It's certainly not walking hockey, which some people ask us. It's very much 70 minutes of running around on the field.
My goodness, and we know that hockey can be quite brutal, can be quite violent at times. Is it like that in the over-80s leagues?
I think we've got people playing who've been playing long enough that they know a few of the professional fouls or niggles that they can get away with.
Right.
And they're practising them quite effectively.
Oh, really?
So it may not be quite so fast, but there's certainly enough of physical contact.
Yeah, the risk of injury must be quite considerable. How do you look after yourselves? How do you keep so fit to be playing at this age?
I think we all have our different regimes, probably. At over 80, there isn't a sort of standard way to keep fit, but everybody knows how to look after themselves reasonably well. And we've got everybody from triathletes through to those that really don't play that frequently but manage to keep up exercise and swim or play tennis or something or other. So everybody's in reasonably good shape. We tend to go with a physio as well who keeps us going when we're feeling a little bit rough from time to time.
Yeah, very sensible. So where do we rate in the world of over-80s hockey then at the moment?
Well, I suppose we should say we're world champions because there's only one other nationality that has an over-80s national selected team, and that's the Netherlands. Australia, we believe, has one, but they haven't come to Europe to challenge us as yet. So for the moment, we've played Netherlands now three times, and we are unbeaten. We had a draw and two wins, so we would claim to be world champions.
I think we can definitely take that. So how are you feeling ahead of this next match-up then? Are the Netherlands catching up on you at all?
Well, yes, a lot of them have played against us because we start, I mean, I suppose our older Masters started at about over 60, 20-odd years ago. So we've played against the same Dutch probably at different age groups for the last 20, 25 years. So they know us quite well and they never like losing to us. So they will definitely be up for it when they come over to Canterbury in April.
Well, look, good luck is all I can say. And you have my full admiration. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Delight to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your time.
Noel, thank you very much.
Okay. Take care. Adrian Stevenson, who's the player manager of the England over-80s hockey team, world champions, no less. And by the way, we've been talking about cheese toasties this morning, and we've